Predtým, keď som začal kázať 7 cirkevných vekov, nemohol som jasne porozumieť tú prvú kapitolu.
How could a man 33 years old resurrected in the same body?
Ako mohol 33-ročný muž skriesený v tom istom tele?
Did the apostles recognize him?
Apoštolovia ho poznali.
Knowed him to be?
Vedeli, že to je on.
And how could he be way up maybe an 80 or 90 years old, brave, white, wool over his face, his beard white as snow?
A ako on môže byť tam hore, možno 80 alebo 90 ročný a mať na hlave vlasy ako veľká biela vlna a bradu bielu ako sneh?
I read over in the book of the Daniel,
čítal som v knihe Daniela,
days,
keď on prišiel ku starodávnemu dňom,
hair was as white as wool,
ktorého vlasy boli ako biela vlna.
And I've seen that ancient of days.
Potom som videl toho starodávneho dňov.
He was that ancient of days.
On bol ten starodávny dňov.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ten istý včera, dnes i na veky.
He was a symbol and...
Videl som, že to bol symbol.
Ah, the white wool.
Potom prečo táto biela vlna?
And then the Holy Spirit seemed to speak to me about a picture I saw one time.
A ja som potom, ako by mi Duch Svätý hovoril o obraze, ktorý som raz videl, na ktorom bol starodávny sudca. A potom som sa pozrel do histórie. Išiel som do histórie Biblii. A do všetkého, aby som to zistil.
Like the high priest in Israel.
A starí sudcovia, ako najvyšší kňaz v Izraelovi.
White, gray, woolly like hair and beard, because the white over him signified that he was supreme authority of the judges in Israel.
On musel mať tie biele, šedivé vlasy a bradu ako vlna, pretože to biele na hlave znamenalo, že je najvyššou autoritou sudcov v Izraelovi.
And even in today, down to a few hundred years ago,
a ešte aj dnes, a dávno pred stovkami rokov, možno pred niekoľkými stovkami rokov, alebo možno nie tak, ešte neskôršie, všetci anglickí sudcovia,
no matter how young they was or how old they was, when they went in for judgment, they wore a white wig.
Nezáležalo, aký boli mladí alebo starí, keď zasadli do súdu, nosili bielu parochňu.
And to show that there's no other authority in that kingdom above their word.
Čo ukazovalo, že v tom kráľovstve, ponad ich slovom, nie je to iná autorita.
Their word is the ultimate of the kingdom.
Ich slovo je v tom kráľovstve poslednou autoritou.
What they say, that's all of it.
Čo oni povedia, tým je všetko vybavené.
And now, then I've seen that there he was standing there.
A tak potom som videl, že to on tam stál.
Yet a young man,
hoci mladý muž,
with a white wig on, he was the full supreme authority, he was the word.
Ale mal bielu parochňu. On bol tou plnou, najvyššou autoritou. On bol slovo.
And he's having, wearing the white wig.
A on má, nosí bielu parochňu.
Then later on when we got true and the sermon.
A potom, neskôršie, keď sme to prebrali, tie kázania.
And went out west and when the angels of the Lord appeared out there for the seven seals.
A odišiel som na západ a keď sa tam zjavili tí anieli pánovi kvôli tým siedmým pečatiam a vznieslo sa to hore do vzduchu, máme tu aj po celej krajine tú fotografiu, on tam stojí a stále má tú parochňu najvyššej autority. On je hlavou cirkvi, on je hlavou tela.
There's nothing like him anywhere. He made all things by himself. He made all things for himself and without he there was nothing made.
Nikde nie je nikto taký ako on. Všetko povstalo skrze neho. On stvoril všetko pre seba a bez neho nič nepovstalo.
He has all authority in heavens and earth and everything belongs to him.
On má všetku moc na nebi aj na zemi a všetko patrí jemu.
And in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
A v ňom prebýva plnosť božstva telesne.
And the word was God and made flesh among us and he was the one who revealed the entire secret of the whole plan of salvation, all the prophets and wise men spoke up.
A to slovo bolo Bohom a stalo sa telom medzi nami, a to bol On, ktorý zjavil celé to tajomstvo kompletného plánu spasenia, o ktorom hovorili všetci proroci a mudrci.
He alone was that wigged one and supreme authority.
On jediný mal parochňu a najvyššiu autoritu.